Well, today I'm just going to read us a story called Paupers to Princes, The Tale of a King. Pauperhood is relegated to the children of a lesser god. It is a condition of slaves who have yet to discover their freedom on the other side of the river of baptism and find themselves still captured by the dark prince of torture and torment. He's the one who assigns them to a life of poverty, pain, and depression through a diabolical play of illusion, hoping to conceal their true identity forever. This evil prince feeds his captors the rations of religion to fill their soul's hunger for righteousness. These slaves, blindfolded by their sin, think they are laboring for their own freedom and work to pave their way out of prison with bricks built from the miry clay of self-righteousness. Yet unknowingly, brick by brick, they are erecting their own chambers of death. Worse yet, these give birth to offspring of the same darkness, ultimately creating legacies of bondage with mindsets of hopelessness. But in a hill far away, a lamb turned lion descended into this death camp through the porthole of Golgotha. Crashing through the gates of hell, he met the dark prince in the mother of all battles. With three spikes and a thorny crown, the captain of the host conquered the devil, eternally disarming his destructive weapons of sin, death, hell, and the grave. For sin could not tempt him, death could not defeat him, hell could not keep him, and the grave could not hold him. With watching witnesses and waiting warriors, he ascended through the earth's surface. The planet quaked to release its captives while heaven thundered to receive its treasure. These were not simply rescued souls to be redeemed, but this was the crowning of the sons who were to be revealed. The Holy One of Radiance brought rotten, ragged sinners and recreated us into his righteous, reigning saints. We are not just soldiers of the cross, we are heirs to the throne. His divine nature permeates our souls, transforms our minds, transplants our hearts, and transfigures our spirits. We were made to be vessels of his glory and vehicles of his light. Others say the story is better reflected in a beautiful daughter who will ascend to the throne through marriage, for she is betrothed to the Prince of Peace. The bridal chamber is beginning to be assembled, the feast is being prepared, and the bride is making herself ready. Whether we are called the children of God, the engaged bride, a royal priesthood, the apple of his eye, or a new creation, one thing is for certain. We have captivated the heart of our lover who is leading a majestic entourage, and he has mounted his white horse and is making his way toward the planet. Meanwhile, back at Earth, people are rising in this present darkness and beginning to shine. His royal army is spreading the king's glory all over the earth. As we take dominion of this planet back from the defeated one, equipped with the light of the Father, his sons are finding buried treasure in the hearts of men that were once covered by the rocks of offense, thorns of treachery, and relics of religion. Armed with the power of the Holy Spirit and commissioned to represent the King's Son, we are healing the sick, raising the dead, and displacing devils. This is resulting in paupers becoming princes and the kingdom of this world becoming the kingdom of our God.